AM this morning. Hurricane Ian is located roughly 200 miles south of Key West. It's moving north at 12 miles per hour and is anticipated to exit land in Cuba very soon. It is now a major hurricane, Category 3 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 125 miles per hour. Overnight and into this morning, some of the modeling that has been done is now projecting a landfall south of Tampa Bay. I know we've talked about the cone of uncertainty where the landfall was projected. We had it in North Florida just a couple days ago. That's consistently been moved more east into the Florida Peninsula. Yesterday evening, there were a lot of solutions bringing it right into Tampa Bay. Now you have a lot of solutions bringing the landfall into the Sarasota area. There's still uncertainty with where that exact landfall will be. But just understand the impacts are going to be far, far broader than just where the eye of the storm happens to make landfall. In some areas, there will be catastrophic flooding and life-threatening storm surge. And so if you're on Florida's Gulf Coast, from Naples all the way through the Tampa Bay area and some of the counties north of that, that could be something that happens. And it will certainly happen in some parts of Florida's Gulf Coast. Now, I know there's folks in Southwest Florida who remember Hurricane Charley was projected to make a direct impact into Tampa Bay. And then it turned and went in into Southwest Florida. I would just say the track may end up doing something similar, but this is a much different storm. Charley was a lot smaller. It was powerful. It was a Category 4. Most of the damage from Charley was from wind and wind destruction. What we have here is really historic storm surge and flooding potential. And so if you're looking at those places in Fort Myers, Charlotte County, Sarasota, the storm surge that you're going to see generated from this is going to far eclipse what we saw there. And so as you look to see what is going on with the local counties, there's evacuation orders that are in place on all these counties from Pasco and Pinellas down to the Fort Myers area. And our recommendation is to heed those evacuation orders. What those evacuation orders are doing is identifying people that live in areas that are vulnerable to major storm surge. And that storm surge can be life-threatening. There's certain things we can protect against in terms of the wind and the structures, and we've got great building codes. But when you have 5 to 10 feet of storm surge, that is not something that you want to be a part of. And Mother Nature is a very fearsome adversary. So please heed those warnings. You do not need to evacuate to another state. You don't need to go hundreds of miles away. There's shelters that are open in all of these counties at this point. The important part of if you're under an evacuation order is evacuate to higher ground that is going to be safe from the type of surge and flooding that we're fearing with this storm. Of course, there's certain Floridians that may live in mobile homes or manufactured housing that would be vulnerable. If you're under an order, of course, you know, you want to be in a structure that is going to be able to withstand some of the hurricane winds. But by and large, we're looking at really, really major storm surge up and down the west coast of Florida. There are people that, of course, you know, are evacuating on different roadways. There has been traffic, but there has not yet been the backups where FDOT and FHP have opened the emergency shoulder lanes. They will do that once sustained speeds are at 40 miles per hour or less. And so when that happens, they will make that call. People will be able to use those, you know, but don't use it until then, because that obviously, you know, carries some risk if people, you know, don't know that that's something that is going on. You also can use things like Gas Buddy to find gas stations in the area that have fuel. And I would note, if you look at these updated tracks that we've been getting this morning, and I think you'll probably see that reflected in the 11 a.m. advisory from the National Hurricane Center, you have potential paths of the storm entering Florida's Gulf Coast, cutting across the state and exiting into the Atlantic Ocean. That means some of those counties that are more interior, you could absolutely see power outages. You could see inland flooding. You could see various types of tree and damage from wind. So just be prepared for that. We were here 48 hours ago, and most of the solutions had it going up the coast, the west coast of Florida. Well, now most of them have it ramming into the state of Florida and cutting across. And so just be prepared for that and understand that that's something that could be happening. Visit Florida has partnered with Expedia to launch an emergency accommodations page. Anyone who has been ordered to evacuate can use this page to find available accommodations in other areas of the state by visiting Expedia.com/Florida. Again, Expedia.com/Florida. We have about 2.5 million Floridians that are currently under some type of an evacuation order. Make sure you know your evacuation zones, so you can find that at floridadisaster.org/planprepare. floridadisaster.org/planprepare. And of course, if you are called upon to evacuate, make sure you take care of your pets. Don't leave your pets behind when you're evacuating. There's pet friendly shelters. There's things that can be done to take care of pets. We want to make sure. So there is information about planning for your pet at floridadisaster.org/planprepare. We want to make sure that we're taking care of our friends. To find shelters, again, visit floridadisaster.org/shelters. floridadisaster.org/shelters. Most of these counties are going to have shelters within the county that are in higher ground. The buildings are going to be hurricane proof. They're going to be able to withstand a category 3 hurricane in terms of the winds, but it's going to put you in a situation where you're not going to be vulnerable to the effects of the storm surge and the effects of the flooding. We have, of course, suspended tolls starting yesterday to assist people who may be moving around the state and following evacuation orders. You can look at those facilities at fdot.gov that list them. We may add more if there is a need to do that as the storm impacts other parts of the state, and we will make that announcement at the appropriate time. We have 26 school districts that have announced school closures, and you may very well have more as the track becomes more certain. If you want the most updated school information, go to fldoe.org/storminfo, fldoe.org/storminfo. We have 5,000 National Guardsmen that are activated. We've got 2,000 additional guardsmen from other states. And I know Jim's been talking with other states, to help us with even more assets. We do have our urban search and rescue teams activated. We have 3 additional teams on standby ready to deploy. Our FWC has officers placed in every county in anticipation of heavy rains and flooding. And you will see heavy rains in parts of the state that are not necessarily on Florida's Gulf Coast. We also have high water vehicles and shallow draft boats that are readied for immediate deployment to the affected areas. We also have FWC's aviation section placed on standby, and it's ready. All appropriate aircraft are ready for deployment for search and rescue and post-storm damage assessments as needed. FHP has implemented their 12-hour shifts. They've mobilized additional state troopers to the Gulf Coast. And, of course, our partners in the U.S. Coast Guard are standing by and are able and willing to assist. We do report today 100% of operating long-term care facilities do have a generator on site. Of course, we have a state of emergency for all 67 counties. We are going to keep that in place. I think if you look at the tracks that have come out this morning, the chance that you have major impacts in Northwest Florida, of course, have declined. But we also understand there's going to be people that are going to be evacuating, and we want to give every county flexibility to help their fellow Floridians. We have issued the waivers of weights for commercial trucks. We want the fuel and the resources continuing to come into the state. We've spoken with our partners there. They're going to keep doing it until it's no longer safe to do so, because they understand how important it is. We do have emergency refills of maintenance prescriptions. Those are authorized for another 30 days. And we now have 28,000 across the state between our investor-owned utilities, our municipal utilities, and our rural electric co-ops. More than 28,000 linemen are staged for power restorations across the state of Florida. And we understand as the storm hits and passes, the need to be able to restore power as soon as possible for as many Floridians as possible. Make sure you're executing your plan. This is imminent. We appreciate everybody in our counties who've worked very hard to execute their plans. Kevin will talk a little bit more about from the DEM perspective, but we've had about 500 requests for assistance from our counties. The state has fulfilled 466. Some others are on the way, and some will be fulfilled. They just can't be fulfilled until the storm actually hits. We mentioned sending medical professionals to Hillsborough County Special Needs Shelter.
All right, there we go. We got most of the update from Governor DeSantis that would be of most relevance for us. Obviously, this is going to be a major storm that is now tracking towards Tampa, even south of that towards Sarasota. It's going to bring significant storm surge and flooding, as he mentioned, not just wind. They are under an evacuation order. About 2.5 million Floridians are under an evacuation order right now. And they're looking at, 5 to 10 foot storm surge. He says you cannot protect from that. And you don't have to get out of the state if you're going to evacuate for those folks, but just get to higher ground. That's the most important thing. They haven't opened the shoulders on the highways yet. When that gets down to 40 miles an hour traffic flow, they will do that, but that hasn't happened yet. Interior counties are now at risk, which we did not think that was going to happen before. We thought it was going to push up the west side of the state, the west coast of the state. And I know this is not you in our listening area, but important to note that if you have friends down there that are looking for information on assistance, Expedia.com/Florida